This is the sound of a sunny afternoon. The heat of the day crescendos. And as the sun sets, the air becomes damp. This melody was composed using measurements of temperature and humidity. That kind of data is crucial for scientists who are studying our rapidly changing environment. But usually, they don't put it in a song.
They show you wiggles on a graph, but they don't usually go too deep into having the person translate that into meaning.
What could weather data mean for a non-scientist? That's the question Chet Udell set out to answer.
How do you get those people to empathize with environmental data?
Udell designs environmental sensors in his lab at Oregon State University. He's also a composer. The Weather Chime Sensor is a new instrument that combines those interests. It's an environmental sensor that translates weather data into music. Many people already do that in their backyards. That's where Udell found his inspiration.
The wind chime is a really interesting translation of unseen environmental phenomenon. It's giving me information that, you know, could be useful if I'm curious about how windy it is outside anyways. And it also is aesthetically pleasing.
Weather Chimes builds on that basic concept. The device is essentially a small plastic box that houses sensors to gather data on things like light, temperature, humidity, and soil moisture. You stick it outside, and it takes measurements all day. Then it uses Wi-Fi to send that data to a computer program where a person can assign weather phenomena to different keys, scales, and instruments, like a marimba.
So that's the humidity.
By listening to those musical translations, you can start to hear weather patterns. Around sunrise, there's a symphony of the world warming up and drying out. And throughout the day, there are melodies and counter-melodies.
There's this thing in composition, Beethoven uses a lot, Bach uses a lot, called a contrary motion, or like when one voice goes in one direction, another voice goes in a different direction. And there's a lot of environmental things that have contrary relationships.
Temperature and humidity, for example.
The temperature peaks up after the light kind of comes on, and the humidity drops a good bit after the light, after the sun comes up.
So patterns that occur naturally are some of the same patterns that composers like to use when making music.
By putting certain things together that are related that way, you can actually take advantage of traditional mechanisms that people have invented to make music sound good.
And through making music, weather chimes could also help people to think more deeply and personally about the weather. When there's a particularly rainy period, is that good news or bad news? The hope is that students can ponder questions like that through music.
Should I make a happy melody or a sad melody? Should I make something that goes fast or slow? Like, what does this mean to me?
Educators at the Sitka Sound Science Center and Sitka High School will use the weather chimes in classrooms and educational workshops over the coming year. And Udell and his lab will work with local partners to install weather chimes for community design projects, including Yellow Cedar Monitoring in Sitka and Salmon Stream Monitoring in Hoonah. Reporting from Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.